This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have signed a long-term security agreement designed to bolster Ukraine's defenses against Russia's invasion.
We've taken three major steps at the G7 that collectively show Putin he cannot wait us out. He cannot divide us.
Zelensky thanked Biden for the 10-year deal, but said, quote, the question has to be for how long the unity will last behind his country.
The unity in the United States together with the European leaders, how these or those elections will influence this unity.
Biden tried to assure Zelensky, saying that Ukraine will have what it needs. The leaders spoke Thursday on the sidelines of the annual Group of Seven summit held this week in southern Italy. 1 week ago, Houthi rebels in Yemen took into custody 13 of Yemen-based UN employees, as well as many as 18 international aid workers in a series of raids across the country. Thursday, 30 UN ambassadors demanded their release. VOA's Jeff Custer has the story.
A group of 29 UN member nations and the European Union Thursday signed a statement condemning the actions by the Houthi rebels and demanded the release of the UN employees and the other aid workers. At UN headquarters in New York, British UN Ambassador Barbara Woodard read the statement, saying the actions also put the people of Yemen who need humanitarian aid at risk.
We are gravely concerned at the significant and rapid deterioration of the humanitarian situation in Yemen and underline that it is essential for humanitarian actors to have unimpeded access to civilian populations.
UN officials said Thursday they've been in touch with the de facto authorities in Yemen and are working to secure the release of the aid workers, but had no progress to report. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit our website, VOA.